外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年8月29号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到今天的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the
Hare Krishna, 中国的 Krishna, 中国的奉献者。
On these Saturdays, but I'm especially happy now that, you know, because we're so isolated and I can't go to China, that I relish every opportunity.
我真的是非常开心能够每个星期六早上和大家在一起，但尤其是这段时间我更加开心能够咱们有周六早上的早会，因为的话呢目前都挺隔绝的，然后大家都被隔绝在家，然后也没有办法外出旅行，尤其是我现在也没有办法来中国，所以说我特别珍惜和大家在一起的每一次机会。
Yeah, the English saying is, separation makes the heart grow fonder.
英语里面有句话就约等于中文里的那句话，就是也不叫距离产生美，就是这个小别胜新婚，对，可以类似于这个叫做小别胜新婚，就是一旦两人有了分离的话，反而会更加增强对彼此的思念。
Which also happens to be Lord Chaitanya's supreme teaching.
而且刚好也是主柴坦尼亚的至尊的教导呢。
So, you know, we can understand the spiritual world a little bit because the material world is just a reflection of the supreme reality.
我们可以有一点点的能够去理解到灵性世界，因为物质世界的话，实际上就是至尊现实的一种反应，一种折射。
Anyway, I'm very grateful to all of you for giving your time and your presence every Saturday to these classes.
总之我真的非常感恩大家能够每一次周六早课的时候把您的时间和您的临在都给到这个讲课上来。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll begin with our Bhagavad Gita lessons.
好，所以首先我来唱加亚拉达玛达瓦，然后我们就开始博加梵歌的早课啦。
OK。加亚拉达玛达瓦，昆扎比亚里。Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Jari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Jari Yasoda Nandana Vaja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vaja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. So last week we talked, you know, we're on the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
上周我们就是一起来讲述了《博迦梵歌》的第一章。
And we're just really just been discussing the scene of the battle and the situation that arose that brought about the battle of Kurukshetra.
我们之前一直在讨论的就是整个这个战争的背景是一种怎样的情况使得这个战斗最终导致它的发生。
And we read verse 1 and the purport.
我们一起阅读了第一章的第一诗节的诗节和要旨。
And I ask you to read, of course, I'm asking the devotees to read the first chapter every day, just the verses, just to become very familiar with it.
当然我都请大家能够在每一天的时间只阅读第一章的所有的诗节，只是诗节，然后能够去更加熟悉整个章节。
And then as your homework, you know, as preparation for today's class, I ask you to read text 1 and text 3 and the purports.
然后的话呢，做好我们的家庭作业之后，再为了准备，就是提前准备今天的这个讲课内容，我又请大家来阅读第二诗节和第三诗节以及他们的要旨。
Which gives us more understanding of the story of you know the battle and the situation as it arose to create the battle.
而这第二诗节和第三诗节的话呢，也会给到我们更多的理解，来帮助我们了解这个故事，了解是怎样的一种状况导致了这个战斗的发生。
And you're also enthusiastic. You've asked so many questions that I couldn't finish answering all the questions last week, so we have 8 left over.
然而大家又非常热情满满的提了很多问题，然后上周数了一下，就还剩下8个问题。然后所以今天就要来一一的回答。
Which, you know, it's wonderful that everyone is so enthusiastic to hear and chant about Krishna.
当然每个人都如此去热情十足的去聆听去谈论去念诵 Krishna 圣名，这真的太棒了。
So, I think what we will do today is answer those questions, and if we still have some time,we'll start to read text 2 and text 3 in the purports.
好，所以我想今天的安排就是我们先一起来回答上个星期剩下的问题，然后如果还有时间剩下的话，我们就一起来讨论第二诗节和第三诗节。
However, I also have a bit of a time limit today. Usually we go for 2 hours, but I can only go for an hour and a half.
不过今天由于我的这个原因的话呢，有个时间限制，只有一个半小时。
Okay, so let's offer our respectful obeisances to all of our spiritual masters and pray for their blessings.
现在让我们一起来顶拜我们所有的灵性导师，向他们献上我们恭敬的顶拜。
And we pray that with their help and with their light, we can understand something.About Krishna's teaching and the teachings of our spiritual masters.
我们祈求能够得到他们的祝福，祈求能够得到他们的帮助，得到他们给予的一些光芒，来帮助我们理解 Krishna 的教导，帮助我们理解我们灵性导师的教导。
And we also pray that they will give us guidance on how to apply these teachings in our life, so that we can realize the teaching.
并且我们也祈祷他们能给予我们一些指引，让我们明白如何在人生中具体的运用这门教导，从而去觉悟到这门教导。
So that we can become supreme lovers of Krishna under the shelter of Srimati Radharani.
这样的话，能使得我们最终在 Radharani 的庇护之下，得以获得对 Krishna 的至尊的爱。
Om Aganata Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Alright, so let's begin with the first question.
Okay. 好，我们现在来看的上个星期剩下的第一个问题。第一个问题是 Panchatattva Das, 帕布问的。The first question was asked by Panchatattva Prabhu. 他说顶拜咕噜，感谢马拉吉翻译主持人。干坏事的人总想成功，但最终的结果是失败。这样的事情为什么一而再再而三的发生？So he was asking that, the people who do bad things,who do evil things, all of course always want to succeed. However, the eventual result is just a failure. And these kind of situations happen over and over again. Why is that? Why they always want to succeed, but they always end up in failure?
It's Maya's mercy.
这是玛雅的仁慈。
Because, you know, the material world is a rehabilitation center.
这个物质世界是一个 rehabilitation center, 是一个这个叫做纠正、矫正中心。
Or, you know, we can just think of it as a school.
或者我们也可以把这个帮助患者或者帮助服刑者恢复正常生活的这个中心当作是一座学校。
And so we have to learn the lesson that we are not independent enjoyers.
而我们在这里要学习的一个课题或者是要领悟到的一个道理，那就是我们并不是独立的享乐者。
Because God is a person and He's an enjoyer, and we're His parts, we're also persons and we are also enjoyers.
由于神是一个人，然后他是至尊的享乐者、享受者，而我们是属于他的一部分，所以我们也是人，我们也是享乐者。
And at the same time, we're all connected, we're all children of the same Father.
而同时的话呢，我们都是相连接的，我们所有人，所有生命都是同一个父亲的孩子。
And Krishna, because he's God and he's fully complete, he doesn't actually have any personal need.
No personal need. 而由于 Krishna 他作为神的存在，他是完完全全的完整的、圆满的，因此的话，他没有任何个人的需求。
Yeah, he's fully in love with all of his parts, and he's only concerned about them.
他是完完全全的处在对他所有部分的爱之中。Sorry, Gumaj, what's the second part? That
he's only concerned about his expansions.
所以说他就只在意，他就只在意，只关心他的部分，只在意，只关心他的扩展。
That's the nature of unconditional love.
而这就是无条件的爱的本质。
When you feel full within yourself and you're in love with everyone else, you're only concerned for their welfare.
当你完全是处在自己内在的一种完整圆满的状态时，你真的就是无条件的去爱其他人，完完全全的在意对方的福祉。
So one lesson, we have many lessons to learn here in the material world, but one lesson to learn is that we are not only different from each other, but we're also one with each other.
We are not only different from each other.
As persons, but we're also one with each other.
Oh, we are also one with each other means one with one. Could you repeat?
First, we are one, simultaneously one and different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are all connected. We are spiritually, we are one.
Okay. Spiritually, we are all one. Okay.
The same time, we're individuals.
Okay. Individuals. 所以说我们在这个物质世界有很多的功课，很多的这些道理要去领悟到，要去学习到，而其中之一就是我们要，而其中一个要明白的一个功课就是我们在灵性上都是一，在灵性上是完全相连接的，都是一，但同时的话我们也是个体，是有各自的不同的地方，不同之处的。
And we only exist because Krishna exists.
而我们之所以得以存在，都是因为有 Krishna 的存在。
We have no independent existence.
我们是没有独立的存在的。
So what if we do something evil to someone else, we not only hurt that person, we hurt every person, and we hurt ourselves.
因此的话，如果我们对另一个人做了坏事，做了恶事的话，那么我们不仅是伤害到的那个人，并且也是伤害到了所有人，并且也是伤害到了我们自己。
Yet God has given us free will.
然而的话，神是给予了我们自由意志的。
So our lesson is to learn to use our free will properly.
因此我们的功课就是学会去恰当的运用自由意志。
Which means to do things that, to make choices that, please God and that are beneficial for God and everyone else.
也就是说我们要学着去做出选择，做出来的选择是能够去取悦神，并且是有益于所有人的。
And that's how we become happy.
而这就是我们得以去变得快乐的原因所在。
If you water the root of the tree, the whole tree becomes healthy.
如果你给树的根浇水，那么整棵树就会健康的成长。
But if you just pour water on one or two leaves, and the water doesn't get to the root, then the whole tree is affected.
而如果你只是给树的一两片叶子浇水，但是根却没有受到水的这个浇灌，那么整棵大树的生长都会受到影响。
So we're here to learn. God has given us His power of free will so that we can love.
So that we can love. 所以说，神给了我们这个自由意志的力量，从而使得我们能够得以去爱。
Because without choice, there's no love.
因为如果没有选择的话，就是没有爱的存在。
And so we're here to learn the lesson that when we serve the Lord, we serve everyone, and that's how we become happy.
因此我们在这里要领悟到的，要觉悟到的一个课题就是，我们学习着去服务神。那么，learn to serve the Lord.And learn to serve everyone?
Yeah, well, by serving the Lord, we actually benefit everyone. We serve everyone.
Oh, okay, got it. 所以说我们在这里要明白的一个功课就是，我们通过去服务神，从而得以服务到了每一个生灵，每一个人。那么我们就以这样的方式能够获得快乐，获得幸福。
And that's what makes us happy.
而这就是让我们快乐幸福的原因。
Because that's our eternal position.
因为这是我们永恒的位置。
A servant of the Lord and servant of everyone.
那就是主的仆人，是所有人的仆人。这就是我们永恒的位置。
So, when we dream that we're, you know, we're independent enjoyers,
separate from everyone, we actually, we suffer.
因此当我们在梦境里认为自己是独立的享乐者，认为自己和所有的生灵是相分离的，那么当我们处在这样的状态中时，就会受苦。
Why do we suffer?
为什么会受苦呢？
We feel incomplete.
我们感到自己不完整。
And that leads us to being full of desires.
而这种不完整的感觉导致我们充满了欲望。
But those desires can never make us feel fully complete.
然而所有的这些欲望、愿望都永远无法使我们感到完整、感到圆满。
Yeah, so whether we get what we want or we don't get what we want, either way, we still are under the illusion of incompleteness.
Under the illusion of incompleteness. 所以说因此无论我们是得到自己想要的东西还是没有得到想要的东西，最终我们都只是处在不完整的幻觉之中。
Yeah, so we're here to learn the lesson that we can't be happy independent of Krishna, and therefore it's Maya's, you know, mercy.
It's Maya's mercy to...
Well, yeah, we never are able to fulfill our desire.
Okay, never able to fulfill desire. Okay, 因此的话呢，我们在这里要去学习的，要去觉悟到的一个课题，就是我们永远都不可能在与 Krishna 相独立、相分离的情况下去享乐，而这完全就是 Maya 的仁慈能够使得我们，完全就是 Maya 的仁慈能够使得我们永远都无法去满足我们的欲望或者叫愿望。
Yeah, so whether we're acting evil or we're acting good, if we're acting an illusion.It's, you know, it's still kind of extended selfishness.
Extended selfishness. 而无论我们是做恶事还是做善事，只要我们做任何事情所基于的这种知觉层面都是基于一种幻觉的话，那么这只不过是一种扩展了的自私而已。
So if we just identify with our mind and body, our relative self, we feel separate from everyone.
只要我们还认同于自己的心意和躯体，认同于这个相对的我，那么我们仍然就会感到和所有人是相分离的。
And even if we identify with our group or our race, you know, ethnocentric, we still feel separate from others.
Even though we identify with our group and...
our race.
Oh, okay.
That's called ethnocentric. You just identify with your group.
Oh, okay, got it. 而即便是我们去认同于我们所处的团体或者认同于我们所处的一个族群，就比如说我是这个国家的人，然后那个人是那个国家的人等等，那么都仍然最终会感到是和其他人相分离的。
Yeah, so this is all based on the illusion of separation and incompleteness, so we can never be happy.
所以说的话呢，这一切都是基于分离，基于不完整的感觉，因此的话我们永远都不可能真正的快乐幸福。
Yeah, so,When we realize that we don't exist independent of Krishna, nor does anyone else, and we serve Krishna, then we feel full and complete, and we don't act or we don't serve because we need something, because we already feel like we already have everything.
Feel already have everything. 而当我们能觉悟到自己是无法与 Krishna, 是无法与 Krishna 相分离的情况下而独自存在的，并且所有其他人也是无法在与 Krishna 相分离的情况下而独自存在，那么我们当我们去服务 Krishna, 那么此时我们的内在就会是处于一种完整的圆满的状态，然后而我们这个时候所做的服务就不是基于一种我通过做这件事情我想得到什么，我需要得到什么东西，而是基于一种 feel sorry, what's the last sentence?
Because when we feel full and complete, we feel like we have everything. So when we serve, we're not serving out of need for something. It's unconditional.
OK. 然后所以说这种就不会是这种出于想要去得到什么东西，想要需要什么去服务，而就是一种对无条件的爱，一种无条件的爱，一种无条件的服务。
Or as the Bhagavatam says in the very beginning, let's see, like in the second chapter, it says, Bhagavatam 1:26.
博迦瓦坛第一篇第二章的第六十节。
Savai pum sampro dharma yato bhaktir hoksaje ahaituki abrahiyata yayatma supersedati.The supreme occupation, Dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain loving devotional service unto the transcendental love, Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
我叫瓦坛 1.2.6 全人类的最高职责也就是 Dharma, 那就是能够通过这个最高职责使得人类获得对超然的至尊主的充满爱的奉爱服务，这样的奉爱服务必须是没有任何动机，必须是不间断的，这样才能得以完全的去满足到自我。
So you could say that anytime we act selfishlyThe seed of suffering is already there within it.
所以说任何时候当我们是出于自私在行为在做事的时候，那么可以说这个受苦的种子就已经种在了这件事情之中了。
Because we're acting according to the relative self, not the real self.
因为我们是根据相对的自我来行为，而不是根据真正的自我来行动的。
Okay, I spent too much time in that question. I better hurry up.
Okay, 顾问说这抓紧时间，这个问题回答太久了。Okay, next one, 下一个问题 ，Vaidhi Malaji 问：桑加亚与 Dhritarashtra 的对话构成了这门伟大哲学的基本原理，理解不透，感恩咕噜和翻译。So this Mataji is asking that last, the first chapter, first verse, the first purport says that the conversation between Sanjaya and Dhritarashtra constitute the basic principles of this great philosophy. I do not really understand this. Could you please explain?
Okay, let me look it up real quick. Because we may have to understand the whole context of the, you know, we have to see the context of the paragraph and then we can understand it. So, let's see.
就是需要去看到这个上下文，然后通过上下文然后就能才能够恰当的去理解您问到的这句话。
So is that in the last paragraph?
I think the second paragraph, the first sentence.
Oh yeah, the topics discussed by Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya are described in the Mahabharata, form the basic principle for this great philosophy. It is understood that this philosophy evolved in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.Which is a sacred place of pilgrimage from time immemorial of the Vedic age. It was spoken by the Lord when he was present personally on this planet for the guidance of mankind. That wasn't quite it. Let's see.
就找到这个句子，就在第一诗节的要旨当中第二段。
That's a long purport. Let's see. Well, the basic point of the purport is that the whole topic or all the whole teaching is being presented to Dhritarashtra by Sanjaya because he's there witnessing it on the battlefield.
On the battlefield. 而这要说的就是这个钥匙的根本一点，最根本的一点，那就是整个这个教导，整部这个教导是由桑加雅展示给 Dhritarashtra 的。因为当时桑加雅他是身处在这个，他能够直接亲眼见证在Kurukshetra 这个库鲁之野战场上所发生的一切。由于他可以亲眼见证所发生的一切，因此他就把整门这个教导然后展示给了 Dhritarashtra。
And then, if one wants to understand Krishna's teachings that are presented in the Bhagavad Gita, it's pointed out that one has to receive the teaching in the, just like Arjuna received it in the same mood as Arjuna without speculating.
然后并且也指出，如果一个人想要去理解在《薄伽梵歌》当中所展示的 Krishna 教导的话，那么他就需要像 Arjuna 那样，就需要有 Arjuna 那样的一种心态来接收这门知识。
Can you read her question one more time?
Yeah. She's just asking that she cannot understand why the conversation between them constitute the basic principle of this teaching.
Well, I mean, the whole teaching is presented in their conversation. Because, see, it starts with Dhritarashtra asking Sanjaya what happened. And then the Bhagavad Gita ends with Sanjaya speaking to Dhritarashtra. So the whole teaching is encapsulated, you know, between, you know, in that conversation between Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya.
因为就是说这整个教导，整个教导的话呢，都是包含在对他 Dhritarashtra 王和 Sanjaya 他们之间的谈话的。整部这本书的第一个诗节的话，就是由对他 Dhritarashtra 向 Sanjaya 提问而开始的，并且整部书的话呢，也是以 Sanjaya 在给对他 Dhritarashtra 王说话的这样一句话来结束了整本书籍。然后可以说的话呢，就是说整本这个教导的话，整部这个教导就像被包裹在 Dhritarashtra 和 Sanjaya 他们之间的谈话之中。
We also have to remember that it's Vyasadeva who actually wrote the Mahabharata, so he actually wrote the Bhagavad Gita.
但同时的话呢，我们还要记住，那就是正是 Vyasadeva 他写作了整部马哈巴拉特，也就是这个伟大的巴拉塔摩诃婆罗多，而这个薄伽梵歌就是其中的一部分，因此薄伽梵歌就是 Vyasadeva 所写。
And then Sanjaya is the student of Vyasadeva.
而 Sanjaya 是 Vyasadeva 的学生。
And so at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya states that he was able to witness the conversation between Arjuna and Krishna on the battle of Kurukshetra by the mercy of his spiritual master Vyasadeva.
而在薄伽梵歌的结尾部分，桑加亚就说到，他之所以能够得以去亲眼见证、亲耳听到在库鲁之野战场上Arjuna 和 Krishna 之间的谈话，那都是由于他的灵性导师Vyasadeva 的仁慈才能得以做到的。
Okay, I hope that answers your question.
希望这能回答到你的问题。 Okay, next one is related to what you just said. Yamuna Tira Mataji 说，感恩咕噜详细的阐释，感恩甜美的翻译，谢谢。请问咕噜，桑加雅的势力是自己的旋律力量，还是他咕噜 Vyasadeva 赐予他的呢？ So Yamuna Tira Mataji here is asking that the vision, the spiritual vision that Sanjaya has is because of his own mystical power or because of his guru Vyasadeva has blessed him with.
Yes, it's because of the blessing of his spiritual master, but of course he's received the blessing because he's such a sincere student.
Sincere student. 是的，桑加雅的势力是由他的 guru Vyasadev 赐予给他的。但是的话呢，同时也是由于桑加雅他本人非常的真诚，所以才使得他能够得以去获得接收到这样的赐福祝福。
It reminds me of the verse Yasya Devi Prayer Bhaktir. Let's see, 364. I'm talking to myself. There's a verse, a famous verse that Prabhupada often quotes from the Sweta Swara Upanishads. Sweta Swatara Upanishad.
Sweta.Svetara,
right? Yes.
帕有经常引用一个很出名的诗节，这个诗节是来自于 Sveta Svetara Upanishad 的这本至尊奥义书 ，Sveta Svetara 这本至尊奥义书当中的一个诗节。
Yasya Devi Prabhaktir Yata Devi Tata Guru Tashaite Katita Yarta.Prakasante Mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. You want me to summarize that?
Oh, yes, please, Kumar.
So the verse says it's only to the disciple who has full faith.In both the Lord and the spiritual master. If the disciple has full faith in the Lord and the spiritual master, then the meaning of Vedic knowledge is revealed to one.
Meaning of Vedic knowledge. 所以说刚才说这个诗节，就是帕帕经常引用的这个诗节，就说到当门徒对主并且对灵性导师具有全然的信心的时候，那么伟达教导的意思，伟达教导的意思就会向他揭示出来。
Or in other words, Prabhupada says that this knowledge is meant for contemplation and realization.
或者用帕帕另外的话语来表达，那就是这门知识只在沉思，只在觉悟、领悟。
So whatever we actually realize is.Coming to us by divine grace, it's not by just our endeavor.
因此不论我们觉悟到或者领悟到任何事物、任何程度，那都是由于神圣的恩典，而不是只靠我们自己的努力而已。
So by our service, by our sincerity, to the spiritual master and Krishna.Then the knowledge is revealed to us.
所以说通过我们对主对灵性导师的服务，通过我们对主和对灵性导师的这种真诚的态度，那么这门教导，这门知识就会向我们揭示出来。
So because Sanjaya was such a sincere devotee of his spiritual master, and he was able to please his spiritual master,Therefore, he was empowered by Vyasadev to witness Krishna teaching the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
而由于桑加雅是如此真诚的一位门徒，对于他的灵性导师如此真诚的一位奉献者，他能够去取悦他的咕噜，由此的话，他就被 Vyasadev 所赋予力量，能够得以在战场上去见证到 Krishna 和 Arjuna 之间的谈话。
We also have to remember that Vyasadeva is an incarnation of Krishna.
当然，我们还要记住一点，那就是 Vyasadeva 是 Krishna 的化身之一。
So he has the power of Trikalagya, means that he knows he's cognizant of everything.In the past, present, or future, he knows everything at once.
所以说的话呢，由于他是 Krishna 的化身，因此他就具有这样一种至尊的力量，能够得以在同一时间觉知到过去、现在和未来。
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next one. 谢谢你的问题。我们来看下一个问题。这个医主喜宝这位奉献者问：顶拜孤鲁和翻译不敢当，请问 Krishna 5000年前作为两对父母的儿子的他，怎么会成为 Dwarchan 的国王呢？谢谢。So this devotee is offering her obeisances unto you, and she's asking that 5000 years ago, Krishna as the son of two parents.How could he become the king of Dwar city? Thank you.
Say that one more time.
He 5,000 years ago, as the son of the two parents, so he has, four parents. So he has four parents, two fathers and two mothers.
Who's he? Krishna?
Yeah, Krishna, yeah. So how could he become the king of Dwarka?
Yeah. So she's asking how is it that Krishna had two sets of parents?
No, how could he become the king of the Dwarka, that he has as the son of four parents, how could he become the king of Dwarka?
Okay, well, then you have to read the Krishna book.
不是说，那你就得去读这个 Krishna 的快乐全源的那本书。
Which is a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
而这个 Krishna 的快乐源泉的这本书的话呢，是对《薄伽瓦坛》第十篇的一个总结性的一本教材，一本书。
So there it's mentioned how...Krishna's mother and father were Vasudev and Devaki.
所以说在书里面就提到了 Krishna 的父亲和母亲 Vasudev 和Vasudev and
Devaki.
还有 Devaki.
Yeah, and Kamsa is the king.
Kamsa 是当时的整个那个地区的国王。
And Kamsa is the brother of Devaki.
而 Kamsa 是 Devaki 的兄长。
And it was predicted that the eighth child of Devaki would kill Kamsa.
而据预言说到 Devaki 的第八个孩子就会在未来的某一天杀死 Kamsa.
So Kamsa was paranoid that, any of her children might.Kill him.
因此的话呢，康萨就感到非常的恐惧，就觉得Devaki 的任何一个孩子未来都会杀死他。
So Kamsa, when he heard this omen, he was just going to kill Devaki before she even got pregnant.
所以说当康萨第一次听到这个预言的时候，然后他当时就已经准备要杀死 Devaki， 然后就那个时候的他还没有怀孕呢。
Right. If she doesn't exist, then she can't have any children, and that means none of her children can kill him.
所以说，只要 Devaki 不存在的话呢，他的孩子也是不会被生出来，所以说他也不会被他的孩子所杀死。
So just before Kamsa was about to kill Devaki, Vasudev began to speak to him very calmly and intelligently.
所以就在康萨要杀死 Devaki 之前， Vasudev 就非常沉静的来向康萨说了一番话。
He said, please don't kill her. We will give all of her children to you, and you can do with the children what you want.
然后他就请求康萨不要杀死 Devaki， 然后就对康萨说道，生下来的每一个孩子，他们都会把这个孩子送到康萨的面前，任由康萨处置。
Yeah, so, Vasudev's first goal was to just save Devaki's life.
所以说 Vasudev 的当时的第一个目标就是要去救 Devaki 的命。
So Kamsa just, you know, he listened to Vasudeva and thought, yeah, politically it doesn't look very good if I kill my sister.
所以说康萨当时就听进去了他的那番话，就想到确实从这个政治角度来看的话呢，我要把自己的姐姐妹妹给杀了的话呢，确实很看起来非常不好。
So he threw them both in prison.
所以说他就把他们这一对夫妻都关到了监狱里。
And each time Devaki gave birth,They would bring the baby to Kamsa, and Kamsa would kill it.
所以说每一次当 Devaki 生下一个孩子之后，他们就会把这个孩子就被送到 Kamsa 的面前，然后 Kamsa 就会把这个孩子给杀死。
But when the eighth child was born,
然后当第八个孩子生出来的时候
，Yogamaya made everyone fall asleep.
Yogamaya 就让当时整个那个地方的所有人都昏睡了过去。
And the prison doors opened.
然后监狱的大门就打开了。
And Vasudev, he escaped with Krishna and brought Krishna to Vrindavan.
然后 Vasudev 就带着 Krishna, 就第八个孩子，然后就逃到了 Vrindavan.
And Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda just given birth to a daughter.
然后当时 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 刚刚生下了一个女儿。
See, the prophecy was, isThe eighth son of Devaki would kill Kamsa.
Devaki. 所以说当时那个预言是 Devaki 的第八个儿子会杀死 Kamsa.
So Vasudev switched the babies. He left Krishna and Vrindavan, and then he took the little girl and went back to the prison.
然后所以说 Vasudev 就把 Krishna 给放到了 Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj 他们家，然后就把那个小女孩给带到了康萨的面前，因为当时的预言是一个儿子而不是女儿，第八个儿子杀死康萨而不是一个女孩子。
And then the spell had ended, and then Kamsa heard the baby crying in the cell, and realized that Devaki had given birth to her eighth baby.
然后的话呢，这个 Yogamaya 的那个魔咒，就是让大家昏睡的那个魔咒，就最终就消散了。然后所有人就听到这个牢房里传出的这个哭声，小孩的哭声。然后 Kamsa 就知道了，Devaki 已经生下了第八个孩子。
And so Kamsa went into the cell and he grabbed the little baby girl.
然后 Kamsa 的话就进到了这个监狱里，然后抓住这个小女孩。
And Vasudev said, you know, it's just a girl, you know, the prophecy says it's the boy that's going to kill you, but it's a girl, so you don't have to worry.
然后 Vasudev 就立刻对 Kamsa 说道，这个预言说的是小男孩会杀死你，但是这是生出来的一个女孩子啊，然后所以说你就不用担心了。
But anyway, Kamsa,threw the baby onto the floor. He was going to kill the baby, but the baby flew up into the sky and turned into Yogamaya, Mahamaya.
Mahamaya. 然后但是康萨还是要把这个小孩摔到这个地上，然后要杀死他。但是这个小女孩却飞到了天空中，就变成了Mahamaya.
Yeah. So then, you know,there was no reason to keep Devaki and Vasudev in prison anymore.
然后的话，康萨就找不到任何缘由要继续把 Devaki 和 Vasudev 关在这个监狱里了。
And then Krishna grew up in Vrindavan.
然后 Krishna 就在 Vrindavan 长大。
Then when he was, you know, a young boy, he came back to Mathura and he killed Kamsa.
然后当他长成一个年轻的小男孩的时候，他就回到了马图拉。然后杀死了康萨。
And he never went back to Vrindavan.
然后他就再也没有回到 Vrindavan.
He stayed with Vasudev and Devaki. So he had four parents, Yasoda and Nanda and Devaki and Vasudev.
然后的话他就再也没有回到 Vrindavan, 他就一直跟 Vasudev 和 Devaki 这一对父母在一起。所以说Krishna 确实就是有两对父母 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈以及 Vasudeva 和 Devaki。
Yeah, and then eventually he grew up and became a king, king of Mathura, and then he moved his capital to Dwarka.
然后最终他长大成人，成为了马图拉的国王，然后就把整个马图拉迁到了这个首都，就迁到了 Dwarka。
So that's a long story short.
所以说这个就是长话短说，把一个很长的故事在这里短短的跟你讲了一下。
So please read the Krishna book, and then you'll understand many more details.
所以说请你去读一下Krishna 的快乐源泉的那本书，然后这样你就可以了解到整个这个故事当中更多的细节了。Okay, next one.
Okay.
好，我们来看下一个问题。Sri Gandharvika Mataji 问顶拜顾，感谢 Mataji 翻译主持人。Dhritarashtra 王天生目盲，因此他不能继承王位的规定都有哪些呢？由于他的弟弟英年早逝，他又替管王国，现在又要失去王国，那么作为Dhritarashtra及其儿子们的重大思想冲突，能为我们讲讲吗？ Hare Krishna. Okay, so Sri Gandharvika Mataji here is offering her obeisances, and she's asking that Dhritarashtra is born blind. So because of that, he cannot inherit the throne. What kind of rules are there to say that what kind of person cannot inherit the kingdom? That's the first question. And also because his brother died young, so Dhritarashtra had to take care of the kingdom. And now he had to lose the kingdom again. So could you please explain more to us about their mental conflicts because of this, Dhritarashtra and his sons, the mental conflicts that he was meant to have the kingdom, and later he got the kingdom, and later on he again gonna lose it. So that kind of conflicts, could you explain to us?
Yeah, I think we've had this question before. Similar to it.
Oh, 可能之前是已经回答过一个相似的一个问题。
Of course, if you read the Mahabharata, then you'll understand the history in more detail. And it's been a long time since I read it, so I can't remember all the details.
所以如果要是您去阅读那个伟大的巴拉塔，也就是摩诃婆罗多的话，然后你会了解到更多的这些细节。然后我读这个书，我读这个有伟大的这个摩诃婆罗多都是好长一段时间之前了，所以说里面的很多细节我都已经记不清了。
So you know, as far as you know, who can inherit the kingdom according to laws and customs? You know, part of it is common sense.
所以说就您提到的第一个问题，就是有哪些规定能够规定一个人是否可以得以继承王位，那么顾主就说到其中一部分的话呢，就是常识。
Yeah, so normally the king, you know, when they had a battle, the king wasn't like sitting in a tent somewhere away and not fighting and letting somebody else fight. They were usually, you know, on the battlefield fighting.
比如说
leading the other troops.
Leading the troops. 所以说在当时的那个环境的话呢，国王比如说在战争之中，两国交战，国王是不会坐在自己的帐篷里然后等着这个上报军情，然后让他的那些士兵将军然后出去打仗，出去为他打仗，并不是这样的。在当时的年代的话，是他国王亲自要上战场去打仗的。
So, you know, a blind person, a handicapped personwouldn't be in that position to be able to lead the soldiers on the battle.
而一个目盲的人，也就是一个残疾人的话，是没有这个身体上的能力能够去带领军队作战的。
Now, I'm not sure who was actually in line for the kingdom anyway, if it was Pandu or Dhritarashtra. I can't remember that detail.
In line? What does that mean?
In other words, who was the oldest son?
Oh,
usually the oldest son would inherit the kingdom from the father. That's a social custom.
哦，然后还有一点就是，这个当时的一个规则就是长子会继承王位，但是故事说他已经记不清到底是对他 Rashtra 更年长的，还是这个 Pandu 更年长。Well, it seems like Pandu is a younger brother. This Mataji here mentioned.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, but let's just say he is.
哦，故事说他不确定是不是潘度就是这个对他 Rashtra 的弟弟，那么我们就假设那就是潘度确实是对他 Rashtra 的弟弟。
Anyway, he did inherit the kingdom, you know, maybe because Dhritarashtra was blind, I'm not sure.
然后他弟弟确实是这个继承了王位，但有可能是由于对他 Rashtra 是目盲，所以才使得他的弟弟继承了王位，但是故事说他也不确定是不是真的如此。
Yeah, so for one reason or another, Pandu, he became the next king.
所以总之不管出于哪种理由，潘度就成为了这个下一任的国王。
Yeah, so by social custom, Pandu's sons would be the next kings, not Dhritarashtra's.
所以说根据当时社会的这个规定的话呢，就整个这样一个社会规定，潘度既然他继承了这个王位，那么下一任的国王就应该是潘度的儿子，而不应该是他的兄长。
But Pandu died young, when his kids were still young.
但是的话呢，潘度却是英年早逝，然后他的孩子在他出世的时候也是很，在他去世的时候也是很年幼的。
Yeah, so that was an emergency situation.
于是就处在了一种紧急状况之中。
So then the social custom couldn't be followed.
于是的话呢，这样一种社会上的规则，这种 social custom, 对，这种风俗习惯吧，也就没有办法能得以去遵守了。
Or the normal, you know, the normal way the kingdom would be managedcouldn't be followed. So it was an emergency situation that Dhritarashtra had to become the king, but it was considered to be temporary, even from the beginning.
所以说的话呢，由于这种状况的发生，就导致他们的当时的社会习俗就无法被遵守，就出现了一种紧急状况。因此，对他 Rashtra 他就暂时接替了这个王位。但而且从一开始的话呢，大家都知道他只是暂时的这个接替。去管理国家大事的，而不是说就是他完全就这个接掌王位了。
Yeah, and so other commanders and you know powerful kshatriyas would also have to help out, like Bhishma Dev.
而其他的这些将军啊，然后这个很有权势的这些上将啊等等，就比如说 Bhishma Dev, Bhishma 老祖父，他们都必须要来帮忙。
He was the grandfather.
而 Bhishma Dev, Bhishma 老祖父，他是这个我们都叫老祖父了。
Well, he wasn't actually the grandfather because he never married or had children.
但是他并不是真正意义上的老祖父，因为他终身未婚，就是终身没有生孩子。
But he was the most senior person in the family.
但他却是整个家族当中最年长，这个级别辈分最高的。
Okay. So, you know, my knowledge of the history and the background information is not very, very good or accurate. So, hopefully, I didn't make any mistakes.
故事说他对于这个历史，就整个这个背景的知识并不是很那么完善，就是很多细节都可能都忽略掉了，然后也不准确，希望他还是能够恰当的回答到了你的问题。Okay, next one, 我们来看下一个问题。这个数字号码，这位奉献者说很难理解，作为万缘之源，所有原因的原因的 Krishna 如何直接参与战争？对战争的任何一方，难道 Krishna 会厚此薄彼吗？ Krishna 应该是主持公道的神啊。So this devotee is asking that it's very difficult for him or her to understand that as the cause of all causes, how come Krishna get engaged in a war and on one side of the wall. Isn't that he supposed to be the person who justice, you know, impartial? And looks like that he is just favors one side, but against another side.
That's very true. And he did his best to remain impartial.
确实如此。然后 Krishna 的话呢，他是尽他的最大努力，当时是尽了他的最大努力来主持公道，尽量的保持这样一种不偏不倚的态度。
Yeah, so although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he incarnates, sometimes he acts as a normal human being.
虽然 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，但有些时候在他降临到化身降临到这个世界上的时候，他却会是展现出来普通人的很平凡人的样子，就是像普通人一样的去行为。
And not everyone recognizes him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead either.
并且也不是每个人都能认出来他就是至尊人格守神。
So Krishna and Balaram were intimate friends, and they were actually cousins with Arjuna on the one side and Duryodhana on the other side.
They are both cousins with both sides.
Yeah.
所以说 Krishna 和 Balaram 他们是非常亲密的，他们跟 Arjuna 就是非常亲密的这个朋友，以及是堂兄弟还是表兄弟，应该叫表兄弟的关系。然后不仅是 Arjuna 那一边是表兄弟，并且跟 Dhritarashtra 跟那个 Duryodhana 那边也是表兄弟的关系。
And prior to the battle they did all they couldTo mediate the dispute between the Pandavas and the Kurus.
然后在整个这个战役发生之前，他们已经尽到一切努力来调解这个 Pandava 五兄弟和 Kuru 族之间的这样一个争端，尽了一切的努力来调解这个争端。
So when there was when they couldn't mediate, you know, when they couldn't work out a solution, and the only thing left to do was to fight, and that became apparent, then Balaram, he left, and he didn't participate in the battle, and he went on a pilgrimage.
然后等到最终他们发现真的是再也找不到一个解决方法的时候，能所剩下的唯一的这个方式，那就是打仗，那就是战斗。那么于是的话呢，Balaram 他就决定哪一方都不参与，然后他就直接去踏上了朝圣之旅了。
And then Krishna, he said he would participate, but that he wouldn't fight.
然后 Krishna 就说他会参加到战争中，但是的话呢，他不会去作战。
And then he gave Duryodhana a choice.
然后 Krishna 就给了 Duryodhana 一个选择。
Do you want me on your side as your chariot driver?
然后他就问 Duryodhana, 你需不需要我在你的这边作为给你驾驶这个 chariot, 就驾驶那个战车的那个驾驶员。
Or do you want my army?
还是说你是想要我的军队，所以他就问 Duryodhana,要哪一个？要 Krishna 他给他当这个驾驶员呢，还是要这个要他的 Krishna 的军队
？So Duryodhana foolishly chose Krishna's army.
然后 Duryodhana 就很愚蠢的选了 Krishna 的军队。
And even you know even during the fight, except for on one small occasion, Krishna didn't fight. He just drove the chariot.
而且的话呢，甚至在整个这个战争之中，就哪怕是那么也这个小小的环境当中的话，Krishna 他都没有去作战的，他就只是驾驶他的那个战车而已。
The only time that he got involved was when the chariot broke down and they broke a wheel. And then Bhishma Dev was just about to kill Arjuna.
Oh, and?
So he lifted up the wheel of the chariot and he stopped. He stopped Bhishma Dev.
He stopped Bhishma Dev from killing Arjuna?
Yeah.
Oh, 然后他唯一一次唯 Krishna 唯一一次就是说参与到战斗中来的一次，那就是当时他驾驭的那辆战车的车轮坏了，然后他就从战车上跳了下来，然后跳了下来，在那一刻的话呢，就是刚好 Bhishma Dev 他就要准备杀死 Arjuna 了，然后于是 Krishna 就上前就阻止了 Bhishma 老祖父去杀死 Arjuna， 这就是他唯一一次参与到这个战斗中来。
Yeah, so when Krishna picked up the chariot wheel and he was about to throw it at Bhishma, Bhishma became very happy because he made Krishna break his vow.
Oh, 然后当 Krishna 他把那个就是战车上掉落下来的坏掉的那个车轮，然后捡起来准备扔向Bhishma 老祖父的时候，当时那一刻 Bhishma 老祖父是非常开心的，因为他让 Krishna 打破了他的誓言。
And so this form of Krishna is called Parsasarathi.
Parsasarathi. 所以说这个 Krishna 的这个形象的话呢，就被叫做 Parsasarathi.
Yeah, Krishna is all dirty and sweaty and he's holding up a chariot wheel and he's about to kill Bhishma. And Bhishma is smiling.
然后 Krishna 的这个 Parsasarathi 的这个形象呢，就是他看上去脏兮兮的，然后浑身都在流汗，很脏，然后他即将要把那个车轮给丢出去，然后 Bhishma 老祖父站在一边，然后就笑得很开心。
And then the Pandavas, because Bhishma hesitated, right? He's looking at the beauty of Krishna and he's hesitating. They were able to, you know, shoot many arrows at Bhishma and stop him.
Oh, you mean the army on Pandavas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
然后的话呢，由于当时那一刻 Bhishma 老祖父他就停下来，就没有去杀 Arjuna， 然后他就完全注意力都被 Krishna 给吸引了嘛。然后所以说 Pandava 那边的军队的话呢，一看到有机可乘，因为他们要保护 Arjuna， 然后就立刻就向 Bhishma 老祖父射箭。
So, you know, Krishna, as a king and a friend and a cousin, did his best to remain impartial.
所以说的话呢 ，Krishna 作为一位国王，作为一位朋友，也作为一个这个表兄弟，他尽到了他的最大努力来保持这样一种公道的态度，保持这样一种不偏不倚的态度。
Yeah, so that's looking at the battle from a human level.
所以说这是从一种人性的角度来观看这场战争。
From the spiritual level, Krishna has other purposes to fulfill, but whatever Krishna does is always good for everyone. It's equally good.
Equally good. 而从灵性的角度来说的话呢 ，Krishna 又有其他的这些灵性上的目标和目的是他想要去达到的。但是无论 Krishna 做什么，那么他所做的任何事情。对于所有生灵来说都是同样的好。
Yeah, so when Krishna appears, one of his purposes is to reestablish religion and to minimize the demons.
所以说当 Krishna 显现时，他显现的原因之一，目的之一就是为了重建宗教，并且减少恶魔，就是最大化的减少这个消减恶魔。
And everyone who died in the battle in the presence of Krishna went to the spiritual world.
所以说任何一个死在战场上的人都去到了灵性世界。
Yeah, so whatever Krishna does is always good, even though it may appear to be contradictory from a material point of view.
所以说无论 Krishna 做什么，他做的一切都是好的。虽然即便从物质层面的角度来看的话呢，可能他的作为是很矛盾的。
But then in the ninth chapter, Krishna says, Samaham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho sinapriya eva janti tamam bhakya mayite teshu chapniham. He says that actually I am equal to everyone.
然后在《薄伽梵歌》的第九章，他 Krishna 就说了一句话，他说：“实际上我是平等的对待所有人的。”
He said, "I don't love or hate anyone."
我不喜欢也不憎恨任何人。
However, if somebody is friendly to me, then I'm friendly to them. I reciprocate equally.
然而的话，如果有人很友善的对待我，那么我也会以同样的方式来对待他。我会以相应的方式来回应他，回报他。
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
Okay, 我们来看下一个问题。这位R20领主阳光灿烂，这位奉献者问道：顶拜咕噜的莲花族，感谢翻译，谢谢。有个朋友问我，他家的蟑螂很多，苍蝇蚊子都可以不杀，但蟑螂的繁殖力太快，不知应不应该放杀虫剂，应该怎么办？ Okay, so this devotee is offering her business account to you. She's asking that a friend asks her that she has a lot of cockroaches at home. It's okay that she doesn't need to kill the flies and the mosquitoes. However, the cockroaches, they grow too fast, reproduct too fast. So should she actually put pesticide there? What should she do?
Well, cockroaches are also dangerous because they spread disease.
蟑螂也确实挺危险的，因为蟑螂会这个使病毒使这个疾病传播。
So sometimes, yeah, you do have to use pesticide.
所以有的时候没办法，你确实只能使用杀虫剂。
But then you also should have, you know, if the cockroaches have nothing to eat and they can't get to anything, then they'll go somewhere else.
不过的话呢，如果蟑螂要是在家里找不到吃的，它也就不会继续在那儿待着，就会跑到别的地方去。
So that also sometimes in very old building that's hard to do, but
当然有时候在那种老建筑的房子里的话呢，确实也挺难，就是这种彻底做到的。
Yeah, so should make it as clean as possible, but sometimes you may have to use, you know, pesticides.
所以说就尽量的把家庭这个整个家的状况，厨房的状况弄干净一些，然后但有时候确实没办法，就只能放杀虫剂。
Becomes a health hazard.
就是说因为有蟑螂的话呢，确实会给这个身体健康带来危害就是了。OK?
OK.
OK, next one. 好，我们来看I think this is the last question from last week.
Well, perfect timing.
Okay. 我说是最后一个问题，上个星期圣雅姑说呢，刚好时间刚很好。所以这个手机 YY 新人这位奉献者问道，请问 Krishna 保护他的奉献者，但白子做了那么多恶，为什么也让身上灵性清秀呢？那让不明白的会想，都成这样还为什么苦修呢？So this devotee is asking that, How come that the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra have done so much evil, but still they get a chance to go to the spiritual planets? So for those people who do not really understand, then they would think, then why do I need to bother with austerity?
Yes, that's a good, very good question. Reasonable question. Rational question.
您问到的这个问题是挺合理的一个，挺合理，挺有理性的一个问题。
Yeah, so we have to understand that, you know, it's not normal to be born at the same time as Krishna and to be with him in his pastime.
我们要明白的一点就是，能够出生在 Krishna 的年代，能够和 Krishna。处在同一个年代还能可能见面聊天或者是怎样打交道的话，并不是一种很常见的现象。
So, if somebody, you know, if Krishna's pastime is there to kill the demons, then he has to have demons to kill.
所以如果 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中需要他去杀死恶魔的话，他总得有去杀的对象吧。
Yeah, so we should not, these are not normal conditioned souls that have taken birth in Krishna Lila, even if they're acting like demons, like Jaya and Vijaya, for example.
就比如说像 Jaya Vijaya 他们这些就是出生在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中来就是扮演起这个恶人角色这个恶魔角色的这些这些灵魂的话哈他们并不是普通的那些受物质制约的灵魂。
I lost my train of thought there. Okay, so, yeah, so we have to understand it as, you know, as a transcendental situation, you know, for Krishna's pastime to occur.
We have to understand the transcendental situation for Krishna's pastime to occur.
Yeah.
所以我们就必须要去理解，就是让 Krishna 的逍遥时光得以发生的那当时一整个很超然的状况是怎样的。
And, you know, so these are actually all great liberated souls, just knowingly, you know, participating in Krishna's pastime.
Knowingly participate. So
just like actors on a stage, right? They assume a certain role, but they don't forget who they are.
Okay. 所以说这些的话呢，实际上都是伟大的，已经解脱了的灵魂，他们是在自己有觉知的情况下参与到 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中的，就像是舞台上的演员一样，当演员在演戏的时候，他们穿上戏服，然后说一样的说怎样的台词等等，他们是并不会忘记自己的真正身份是什么的。
Now we're conditioned souls learning to be who we really are.
而我们还是受物质制约的灵魂，我们还在学习着，去了解自己真正是谁。
And so we need Krishna's teachings so that we can follow them and learn to properly utilize our free will. And that may take us some lifetimes to get it right.
而我们的话呢，还所以说我们就需要 Krishna 的教导，我们需要去追随Krishna 的教导，以及追随灵性导师，学着去恰当的运用我们的自由意志，而这可能是需要我们用上好几生世的时间才能彻底掌握和彻底学会这个良好的恰当的运用自由意志的。
Yeah, so we have to reach a certain level of consciousness where we can realize that we're in illusion and to we have to make the choice to let go of the illusion that I exist separate and independent of God.
Live separate and independent. 所以说的话，我们就需要去到达一定程度的知觉，到达一定的知觉程度，一定程度的知觉，去觉悟到我们自己一直是活在一种幻觉之中。而此时的话，我们就有选择了，我们可以选择来放下这样一种幻觉，放下我们觉得自己是和 Krishna 和主相分离的、相独立存在的这样一种幻觉。
In reality, in truth, we are never separate from God and we've never existed independently. We're just dreaming that we are, so we have to wake up from that dream.
而在现实之中或者叫做在真相之中，我们从来都没有和 Krishna 相分离过，我们从来都没有独立于 Krishna 而存在过，所以我们就只是在做着梦而已，在梦里面认为自己和主是相分离的、相独立的，然后因此我们就只需要从这个梦中醒来而已就可以了。
Yeah, so in that respect, we've never left the spiritual world. We're just dreaming that we're somewhere else.
所以从这一方面来看，我们是从来都没有离开过灵性世界的，而我们只是做着梦，在梦里面以为自己离开了灵性世界。
Okay, I hope that answers your question.
希望这能回答到你的问题。There are two more questions coming up today.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I have to go pretty soon. Okay, I got four more minutes.
Oh, okay. Guru 说他由于时间有限，所以说他还剩下四分钟来回答。
I have another BBT meeting again.
哦，顾主说啊，因为等会要去开那个 BBT 的会，所以说没办法。OK，Guru Maharaj speaking。我们来看今天的第一个问题，Lotan Pap 问：Hare Krishna Dinbai Vumaraja，感谢 Maharaj，谢谢。什么是解脱？什么是束缚？Hare Krishna。哦，So Lotan Pap is offering his obeisances unto you and asking what is liberation and what is bondage。
Liberation means to realize you're the eternal servant of Krishna, and bondage is to forget that.
所以说解脱就意味着你觉悟到，你是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，而束缚则意味着是相反的。束缚就是意味着你忘记了自己是 Krishna 的永恒仆人的这一点。
Okay, and next question.
好，我们来看下一个问题。Vara Daisvar Vara Maharaj 问，请接受我谦卑的顶拜，言语苦行是很难做到的，对非奉献者也要言语苦行吗？So this Maharaj is offering her humble obeisances, and she's saying that it's very difficult to do the speech austerity. So should we also do speech austerity towards non-devotees?
Of course, because, you know, the lesson we're learning is that we're responsible for our power.
是的，对于非奉献者，我们也要进行言语苦行，因为我们在这里要领悟到的一个功课就是，我们是对自己的力量负有全然的责任的。
Yeah, so every thought, every word, every action has a consequence.
我们的每一个念头、每一句话语和每一个行动、行为，它都是会带来一种结果或叫后果的。
Yeah, what we do to another, we do to ourselves.
我们对他人所做之事，实际上也是我们对自己在干着的事情。
Right, that's the lesson we're learning.
而这就是我们在物质世界这里要明白的一个道理，明白的一个功课。
Or like the commandments, you know, the first commandment is to love God with all your heart.
You mean the, like for the Christians, the commandment?、
Yeah.
The first commandment is to love God with all your heart. Is、
yes.
it?
Yeah.
所以说就像是这个基督教当中的十诫一样的，基督教十诫第一诫的话呢，就是用你所有的心灵去爱上帝，爱主。
Second commandment is to love your brother as you love yourself.
而第二戒的话呢，就是爱他人如爱你自己一样。
Or treat others the way you want to be treated.
或者是叫做以你想要被对待的方式来对待他人。
Yeah, so Krishna has given us free will. We have to learn to use our free will. That's.You know, serving him and serving everyone.
Krishna 给予了我们自由意志，而我们需要学会去恰当的运用自己的自由意志来服务 Krishna， 并且服务他人。
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, Guru Raj. Guru Raj 时间不够，他开会去了。
So study text 2 and text 3 purports. We'll read them next class.
所以请大家继续学习第二师节和第三师节的要旨，然后我们下个星期就一起来讨论。
And we'll talk more about the title of the chapter, Vishada Yoga, you know, the yoga.
好，并且我们下个星期会更多的讨论这一章的标题 Vishada Yoga.
Thank you all for your enthusiastic participation.
非常感谢大家热情满满的参与啊。
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to the Sama devotees. Thank you, Narayani. Thank you, Sumuki.
谢谢 Sumuki Maharaj. 所有的荣耀都归于 Papa, 所有的荣耀都归于圣典伯加梵哥。
Talk to you in a couple of days.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
歪昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。